can discuss your experiences, not from various books. And the third aspect, we can contemplate while we are hearing and talking. We can reflect. So to do that type of discussion, we need awareness, mindfulness, attention. By doing discussion, we can develop mindfulness as a meditation. We have to be here and now. And the other important aspect is, or other important quality that we are developing in our meditation practice is equanimity. Another way, open mind, impartial mind, not to attach to the own ideas and not rejecting others' ideas. Learn to see the ideas as an ideas. How far we can see ideas as an ideas without say this is my idea and that is your idea. That's why in Buddhism, the Buddhism emphasizes so much to do Dhamma discussions as well as sitting meditation. Sometimes the Buddha discouraged some monks to sittings and encouraged them to do discussions, Dhamma discussions, with awareness, with intuition, and with equanimity. Sharing experiences, not sharing knowledge, sharing experiences. And open to others' experiences. And find your own way. So if you have any questions, please raise it. This group meditation.
This morning we practiced on the Metta Bhavana and tried to open our heart. And what to do if we open our heart and find something we don't like to see. We really don't like to see in our heart. What exactly to do with that?
Yeah, very, very practical question. So what is, or what was our usual response? If there is something which we don't like, then we try to avoid, then we try to ignore. We try to hide them. If they are external things, then maybe easier to not to look at them. If some people that you don't like, you can ignore them. If some food that you don't like, maybe you can ignore them. If some kind of certain kind of environmental situations that you don't like, you may be able to escape. But if something that is internal, then not easier to avoid, to escape, to run away, to not to look at it. But the mind found a technique to escape from unpleasant things. So our mind made a container to deposit all these disliked things, deposit them, hide them. And that's why the unconscious mind is happening. Maybe it was not here, it was not there. Gradually, slowly, we were creating the unconscious mind or subconsciousness to deposit unpleasant things. So we use our heart as a dustbin. That's why we don't like to open up our heart. Maybe that's why we don't like to open our unconscious mind, because full of garbage. Full of unpleasant things are there. If our mind and body are strong enough, then we can repress them, we can suppress them. But whenever the mind, the conscious mind, becomes weaker, or even our body becomes weaker, then we are not able to suppress them anymore. So it happens during the dreams, because we are not there. There is no control during the dream period. So then the unconscious mind or the unpleasant deposits are waking and speak to us. And there are some other certain situations that we can't escape. When we are strongly emotionally disturbed, then we can't control. So many things are coming from our unconscious mind. Anyway, so what we can do the very first thing is we can open our heart, we can open this container, we can open this safe when we are mentally and physically strong, because then we can work with them. we try to open this inbox, we need a very important attitude. I am opening my heart not to see only beautiful things, not to see only pleasant things, that's why the equanimity is so important. It doesn't matter whatever comes, maybe unpleasant things, maybe ugly things, maybe negative things. See how far you can allow them to come. Maybe you are reacting again. Maybe again you say, oh, I don't like to see them. Better to repress again. Please, please aware about this spontaneous reaction. Then, if it is too much, then better to pay attention to your body or to your breathing and see what happens to your breath, what happens to your body. While you are having these unpleasant memories and feelings, then you are not working with them directly. You can find an indirect way to face them. So bodily sensations and bodily activities and bodily movements that we can use.
People is living together from the morning to the night. It might be that there are coming sometimes problems, a bit agitating. How to solve these things without having the occasion to talk?
Well, yes, it can happen. When we are living in a society, this can happen. Also, it can happen when we are alone. As a meditator, we are learning to accept. Accept what? Accept whatever experience that we are experiencing. Sometimes we experience very pleasant things, very peaceful things, and very beautiful things. We can accept it. Because I know some meditators, they have different attitudes. They think that they should not experience pleasant and beautiful things, joyful things as a meditator. No, if you experience something pleasant, something beautiful, and something joyful, there is nothing wrong. Also, we have to learn to accept unpleasant things. Because sometimes we may think, oh, we are going a very beautiful path, meditation, spiritual life. It's a very beautiful. So we have so many beautiful ideas about spiritual practice. Therefore, we may expect only beautiful things from the meditation. But whenever the unpleasant things, unpleasant feelings, unpleasant emotions, whenever they speak to us, see how far you can accept it. This is the very first thing that we have to try. The other thing is, you can see why this aversion comes from myself. Maybe we do attach to something. We do attach to the silence. We do attach to our aloneness. Maybe we do attach to the stillness. But if we are in a group, in a society, can't experience only silence, we can't experience only stillness or aloneness. So then we react, then we agitate.
I feel when I'm walking in nature, the minute I stop and look at the view or something, many times like sorrow comes. Either I sit or I meditate or I walk or I do something, otherwise just being there and watching brings sorrow. I just look and I have to continue.
Whether you are alone or not, whether you are meditating or not, does it happen?
I mean, when I'm alone walking, I get to the point here with the beautiful view.
Yeah.
I look at it for a few seconds. And if I don't start doing something, sitting and meditating, then I suddenly sorrow comes.
Well, maybe it comes with loneliness. Anyway. See, you can use that opportunity to do some investigation. You can go tomorrow, you can go to the same place and sit and see what comes. And if sorrow comes, let it come, let it be, and open your mind for any thought, for any memory, or for any images to come. While you are feeling sorrow, maybe it takes some time. You may be able to see some related memories, some related past incidents. So let them come to your awareness. That is the other important thing, important aspect. Usually we experience so many things. Usually so many things come to us, but not, they don't come to our awareness. We are not allowing them to come to our awareness. So once we allow them to come to our awareness, then the entire picture is changed. The awareness means, the first thing is be in the present moment. Always try to remind to yourself, I am here, I am in Nilambe, I am in year 2010. That's very important to know about your location, to know about the time and the space, the present moment. That's the very first thing. So let this sorrow come to the present moment. Let the related memories come to the present moment. That means you are not living in the past. You are not living in the memories. And the second thing is, try to make some distance between the observer and the feeling and the memory. And the third thing is, you are not adding anything, you are not coloring anything, you are not decorating anything. That means you are not saying anything, oh, this is bad, this is not nice, this is negative. No. So these are the qualities of the awareness. Let them come to the awareness. So please try to do this meditation tomorrow. You can walk to that place as a walking meditation from here. Try to walk consciously and try to feel the step. Then when you are there, not only you are there, the awareness will be there too. Then you can sit quietly and pay your attention to this beautiful surrounding and see what comes. Maybe sorrow comes, maybe not, it doesn't matter. If sorrow comes, if you feel sorrow, the very first thing, that's okay. Because we are expecting. It is not something unexpected. And then, please open your mind. Not to think about what you experience. That's not the meditation. We always do this thing, thinking. No. Just see what memories come, what past experiences come, and what type of pictures appear. Then you can find out the relationship between the sorrow and yourself. So let them come. Allow them to come to your awareness. So please do this exercise again and again.
For a person who lives the present time and lives full of awareness, How important are the rules?
The rules? Yes. If you are living in the present moment fully, and if you are fully aware, still we need rules. Still we need guidelines. Because that doesn't mean that we have good enough knowledge. The present moment, that living in the present moment, doesn't bring enough knowledge to act, to do something, to say something, to say the right thing, to do the right thing. So we need knowledge to live. We should know that we have to drive a car the left hand side is Sri Lanka. So that's knowledge. If you don't know about this guideline, then this awareness or living in the present moment is not enough. We need some guidelines. But if you are totally alone, if you are living in somewhere else, not in the society, then guidelines are not important. The awareness, pure awareness is enough, more than enough. But if you are living in a society, then guidelines are important. For a simple example, that there is a guideline, there is a rule here that 4 to 4:30, that we can practice right speech. So it's a rule, it's a guideline. And after 4:30, we had to be silent. Be silent. We had to go back to the silent. So if there is no guidelines like that, then how do we practice right speech and how do we practice silence? The important thing is, we can't follow the guidelines, we can't follow the rules without mindfulness, without awareness. That's very important thing. Once we start to talk, then we forget everything. We forget where we are, we forget the time, we forget what is next thing that we had to do. We forget everything. If awareness is not there, the awareness is there, then we know now time for silence. And the other important thing is, without having awareness, if you try to surrender to the rules and guidelines, then it can be a pressure. Then you are not comfortable. You may resist. But if you have awareness, then you can see this resistance. And see how important to follow these rules and guidelines. So you are not there are two extremes. One extreme is do whatever we want to do, not caring about rules, not caring about regulations, and not caring about guidelines. Doing whatever we like to do, we want to do. That's one extreme. And the other extreme is just surrendering to the rules, to the guidelines, and to the commands, and believing 100%, being blind one. That's the other extreme. So both can happen because lack of awareness. If you are practicing awareness, you can see how important, what is the important of this guideline. Why I have to do this thing? Why I have to be quiet? Why I have to come to the group meditation? You can think about it. You can investigate about it. Then if you see the importance of this rule, then you can see it. Your heart wants to follow it. The courage comes from yourself, from your heart to do it. Then less and less resistance and awareness and aversion. And if you can't find out any importance or any practical benefit, then you can ask somebody else, why I do have to practice, I do have to follow these guidelines. I can't see any benefit, I can't see any practical fruit. You can see the wisdom or insight, it comes out of the awareness. So this awareness and guidelines are supporting us to be a wise person, not a blind one, not a person who is fighting against all the rules. So this awareness helps us to not to go to the extremes, to find a middle path, to find a wisdom path. Usually roots are not visible. That's why I told it takes some time. When you open your mind, whenever you experience some feelings or emotions, maybe nothing comes to your mind. No thought, no memory, no past incidents, nothing. Maybe blank, very blank your mind is, but full of emotion. That's okay, that's okay. The important thing is just know you experience sorrow or you experience anger, you experience fear or whatever, not because of the present moment. In the present moment there is nothing to be sad. This is very important realization. This is very important understanding. In the present moment, nothing. It's very important. In this way, you can create some space. Present moment, you hear the sound of the rain, and you can ask, is that the reason to be sad? No. So what kind of feeling that I can experience because of this sound of the rain? Now I feel cold. Is this the reason to be sad? If not, then can I be happy about this coldness, or what kind of feeling that I can experience with this coldness? In this way you can create space. Then you are not in sorrow. This very important thing. You are not in sorrow, you are not in sad, you are not in anger. You just experience sorrow. And you can experience so many other things with the present moment. So many other feelings. That means you are becoming, or your mind becomes bigger and bigger, deeper and deeper. Then you have more space for other things. Then maybe same sorrow is there, but to compare to this spacious mind, it is smaller than before. So you don't have to do anything against the sorrow or against the sadness. There is no fight against this experience. You didn't do anything against it. You just experience the present moment and pay your attention to your present other experiences. In this way, you can develop more and more space in your mind. Then you can see it is not a big issue. And once you open your mind for this experience, then that related memory may come in any time, not only in that time, maybe in some other time. Suddenly you may remember. The root or the seed for that experience. Sorry? They must mean the same hand?
I think means bound.
What is the enlightenment? so we can go to the Abhidhamma discussion. Well, the Pali term for the enlightenment is Nibbana, Pali word. Nibbana means blow out the fire. No more fire. No burning. Totally peaceful. There are many kind of fire are firing inside us, and we use the external sensual impulses as a fuel for this inner fire, the desire can be and one fire. So you can see, when you see something beautiful, when you hear something beautiful, when you experience something tasty, we use that external sensual impulse as a fuel to that desire, to increase the desire. So we use some other things as a fuel for the fire of anger, fire of doubt, fire of jealousy. So in one way, fire is inside, and what we are doing is, usually we are offering, we are feeding to that inner fire. By experiencing habitually, by doing things mechanically. So in the meditation, we are doing two things. The first thing is try to reduce the fuel, to supply fuel into inner fire. And the other thing, try to blow out the fire. Inner fire. So we are doing two things. If there is no fuel comes from wherever, then you are not burning. But still the coal, the fire is inside. And if no fire inside, then whatever comes, it can't be a fuel. Everything, whatever things can be a fuel if there is a fire. If no fire, then the vision is a vision, the sound is a sound. Nivana kiyanne nivima kiyana adahasa. Etakota me ape athule loku ginnak ævillena. Ekak nemei gini godak ævillena. Aasave ginna, tarahe ginna, irishyave ginna, baye ginna. මේවා ඇතුලේ ඇවිලෙනවා. අපි මොකද කරන්නේ? අපිට පේන ඇහෙන දේවල් ඉන්දන විදිහට අපි මේ ගින්නට දානවා. දාන්න දාන්න වැඩි වෙනවා මේ ගින්න. ඉතින් භාවනාවේ අපි කාර්යයන් දෙකක් කරනවා. එකක් තමයි මේ එළියෙන් දර දාන එක අඩු කරනවා. ඇවිල්ලා ගින්නට පිදුරු දාන එක අඩු කරනවා. මොකක් හරි අහනකොට තරහ යනවනම් ඒක නාහා ඉන්නේ කොහොමදයි? මොකක් හරි ගැන හිතනකොට අපේ බයවල් වැඩි වෙනවනම් ඒක ගැන නොහිතා ඉන්න එක හොඳයි. ඉතින් ওই විදිහට මේ gini ගින්නට දර දාන එක සම්පූර්ණයෙන් නැවැත්තුව අර බුරුබුරා නැගීම අඩු වෙනවා. සමත භාවනාවෙන් කරන්නේ ඒක. හැබැයි ගින්න ඇතුලේ තියෙන දරදාන එකයි නවත්තලා තියෙන්නේ. ප්‍රතිදර්ශනාවෙන් කරන්නේ මේ ගින්න අභ්‍යන්තරයට ගිහිල්ලා ඒක නිවලා ගන්න. ඒතර ගින්න නිවුවට පස්සේ අරවා ඉන්දන නෙමෙයි. කියන්නේ කෙනෙක් බයින්න පුළුවන්. හැබැයි ඒකෙන් ඇවිලෙන්න ඇතුලේ ගින්නක් නැත්නම් ඉතින් ඒක සද්දයක් විතරයි. තරහ ගින්න ඇවිලෙන්නේ නැහැ. මොකද ඇතුලේ ගින්නක් නැහැනේ. කොච්චර පිදුරු දැම්මත් දැන් පිදුරු පිදුරුමයි. ඒක ඇවිලෙන්නේ නැහැ. ඉතින් මේ ඒක තමයි නිවන කියන්නේ. So there are two meditation techniques to work with this burning suffering. One way we call concentration meditation. So when we do concentration meditation or tranquility meditation, we try to avoid the external impulses as much as possible, maybe not 100%. We try to cut off, cut down, reduce. Then we can experience peacefulness. That's why when we do concentration meditation, after some time we all experience a lot of tranquility, a lot of peacefulness. But this is not a permanent solution. Whenever we expose to the normal society, then again fuel may come to the inner fire. Then we again anger may arise, desires are arising. That's why we have to do insight meditation or vipassana meditation. What we are doing during the insight meditation or vipassana meditation, we are going into the fire and see what is the base for this fire, not the fuel. What is the base? What is the base for the anger, for the desire, for the fear, the foundation? And try to uproot. The main cause. So after that, the enlightened one can live in the normal society in a very peaceful way. People may blame, but there is no anger. So the blame can be just a sound. The enlightened one can see beautiful things. But if there is no desire inside, then no burning.
When you are living also, it can happen, right?
Of course, no, not after the death. No.
So, I'm killing and I'm on a pain in the hospital.
සෝතාපට්ටි පාලි වචනේ සෝත කියන්නේ නිවනට යන පාර කියන එක. ආපට්ටි කියන්නේ ඒ පාරට ආව කියන එක. ඒතර නිවනට යන පාරට වැටුණා සෝතාපට්ටි කියන්නේ. හරියට දැන් මූදට යන්න ඕනේ කෙනෙක් දැන් මූද කොහෙද කියලා දන්නේ නැහැ. ඒ නිසා මූදට යන්න ඕන නම් හොඳම දේ ගඟකට එකතු වෙන එක. තර ගඟකට එකතුනොත් අනිවාර්යයෙන්ම ගඟාපිය මූදට එක්ක යනවා. ස්රෝත කියලා කියන්නේ ගලාගෙන යන කියන එක. ආපත්‍ය කියන්නේ ඒකට එකතු වුණා, පැමිණුණා. ඒ නිවන් මාර්ගයට පැමිණුණා කියන එක තමයි සෝතාපට්ටි කියන්නේ.
සෝවන්න
නම් කාරණා හතරක් කරන්න තියෙනවා. එකක් තමයි මේ කල්‍යාණ මිත්‍රේක ආශ්‍රය කරන්න ඕනේ. සත්පුරිස සංසේවණං පළවෙනි එක, දෙවෙනි එක සද්ධම්ම සවණං. නිකන් ආශ්‍රය කරාට මදි, එයා කියන දේ අහන්න ඕන. අහුම් කන්දෙන්ද තුන්වෙනි එක යෝනිසෝ චමනසිකාර. ඒ කියන්නේ නිකන් ඇහුවට මදි ඒක නුවණින් කල්පනා කරන්න ඕනේ. හතරවෙනි එක කල්පනා කළා අපිට ඒක හරි කියලා තේරෙනවා නම් ධර්මානුධර්ම ප්‍රතිපත්තිය අනුව ජීවත් වෙන්න. ඒ ප්‍රශ්නේ දීසෙන් කියලා උත්තරේ කියන්න. There are four stages of the enlightenment. The Buddhism explains it happens gradually. So there are four steps. First called Sotapatti. Sotapatti means become a stream enterer. If you want to go to the ocean, you may don't know where is the ocean, because you are not there. You are not in the beach, you may in the countryside. So the best way is to find a river. If you can enter into the river, then the river brings you to the ocean. So that's the very first stage. Then how to become a stream mentor? There are four steps again the Buddhism gives us. The first, very first thing is how to say, associate spiritual friend. This is very important thing. Association. The second thing, listen to that person carefully, what he or she is saying. So listening is not enough. Be with that person and listen and see how that person behaves. And what that person says, then you can ask questions. It's very important thing, asking questions. Oh, you behave in this way. I can't behave. So how do you behave? We both experience same thing.
How do you find a friend like this?
Yeah, may I complete first? The second thing, listen and asking questions. You are so peaceful in this situation, but I can't be peaceful. How do you be peaceful? What is the secret? So this is very important. Observing the behavior and asking questions. Not from everybody. From a person who is already experiencing peacefulness. And the third thing, contemplate about it. Reflect. Reflect what you are hearing. And third thing, if you see the importance of the teachings, then practice. The practice comes at the end, not the book. It doesn't take the first place. It comes at last. So these are the four steps to become a stream enterer. Then the second question, how to find a spiritual friend? How? How? කොහොමද හොයාගන්නේ? Searching Facebook. Again, we have to use two faculties, eye and ear. These are the only senses that help us to find the spiritual person. Just observe how people behave. Then you can see somebody is behaving in a different way. Different way means better way. Not suffering so much as you. And listen to them. Are they saying something? Their words are making you confused, making you angry, or their words are reducing your anger, reducing your suffering? So only these two faculties we can use, not our tongue, no hands, no eyes and ears. Like a radar. So it takes some time. As the guy Kanai Pavichikala Tamai Kalyana Mitre Kwagandaku. Divin what nahin what nini atin alalani. As the guy Kanai Pavichikara Matapena Samaraya Apiwagi Kalabalavine. Apiwagi Anitaya Kalabalavine Katakarane. ඒ විදිහට අපි ඇහැට පේනකොට කනට ඇහෙනකොට එන්න අපි ටිකක් හොයලා බලන්න පුළුවන් යාළඟ තියෙන විශේෂත්වය මොකක්ද කියලා. You don't have to practice that much mindfulness. The second step of the enlightenment called Sakadagami. I had to explain the first step. What happens once you are becoming a stream enterer? What happens? You can let go of the self-image. That's the very important result of being stream enterer. No self-image. That doesn't mean you don't have ego. No, you have ego, but no self-image. It is a different thing. You are not creating any image for yourself. This very, very important result. That means you don't have two lives, public life and private life. You are very open. It doesn't mean that you are perfect. No. You may do many mistakes, but you are not going to hide them. No secret life. If you want to cry, you can cry in the group, public. You don't think about, oh, I am a very good meditator, I am a teacher, I am a spiritual master, or if I cry in front of everybody, then what happens to my reputation? No. Because no self-image. This very, very important thing. To let go of the self-image. But still anger is there. still desire is there. So at the second step, second stage called Sakadagami, then you are able to work with your anger and desire, likes and dislikes. Then you can see directly the nature of the anger and nature of the desire, not through your image. Now no image. So by reducing your anger and desire, so then you enter into the second stage, but still anger and desire is there, but it's not strong as before. So the result of this stage, the Dhamma says, you may come to this world only once, one time. You don't have so much desire to come back again and again and again to fulfill so many dreams. And the third step, called Anagami, non-returner or never returner, that means totally you are free from anger, or totally you are free from desire, sensual desire and hatred. But still ego is there. So the last stage, you can be free from the ego. Then you are fully enlightened.
In the second stage, you are free, like,
sorry,
desire, like you are going through, like you are escaping from desire, fulfilling desire.
After the second stage or?
In the second stage.
Still you have sensual desire and ill will, it's still there, but it's not strong as before. It is becoming less and less. So you can marry, you can earn money, and you can watch television, you can play football or cricket. So it's still possible. Still you can enjoy your mundane life or worldly life. If you are a lay person. But after the third stage, you don't have any interest for that type of things. Now let us go to the formal meditation for a few minutes. Here and now, then
created.
Chitrapatasana avakatiriyakvabi Tenina sattu Dehi vatana Hitana dehi vatana
Peacefully.